I'm Susan Lube for Women's Focus, and today I'm talking to Antoinette Cedillo Lopez, who has a new life. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have been a university professor at the law school for years and years, and that's how people have gotten to know you. But you were active on a lot of boards while you did that also and got involved with a lot of community agencies. And now you are the new head of NLASE. So tell us about your life now.
Well, I'm really excited. I absolutely adored teaching for 27 years. I loved the law school very much. But after 27 years, it's a long time to do anything. And I had served on the board of Enlace Comunitario for 7 years, and four of them as president of the board. And so I knew a lot about this agency, and I admired very, very much Claudia Medina, the founder of the agency. And I was always so impressed with the quality of the work that comes out of Enlace. So when this opportunity came up, I was just really grateful to have the opportunity to try to fill Claudia's shoes, and she's got big shoes to fill. Yeah, I'm just enjoying it so much. It's so interesting and so rewarding.
And we should say that Claudia retired.
She
retired from Enlace, and now she's gone on to do other things. She just wanted to do something different.
She's actually the director of the community outreach department at the medical school. So she's doing statewide community outreach. It's very exciting, and she's enjoying that too.
Okay, so tell me what Enlace Comunitario does.
Well, we actually have a very audacious mission. The mission is to eliminate domestic violence in the Latino immigrant community. And we do that through intervention services, which includes case management, counseling, legal services, connecting them with resources in the community. We actually have some MFA and federal funds for housing, transitional housing. So we have a whole battery of services that we provide to intervene in a domestic violence situation. But we also work on prevention. And we work on prevention by working with the individuals who are impacted or affected by the violence. So when a case manager or a counselor can say about someone that she has achieved self-sufficiency, we invite that person to become a promotora, which is a community health worker, who goes out into the community and works with individuals and does outreach about domestic violence, educates the community, and also educates people about our services and other services that are available. We then try to move them into, we've had them testify before the legislature. We've really worked hard to work with them on changing social norms so that violence is just unacceptable. It's unacceptable as a way of operating within a family.
And why have a special agency to work with the Latino community?
Well, we have, all of our staff is bilingual. And so we have our ability to communicate with them in their own language. And some of them, they may speak English, but not about the intimate, difficult situation they find themselves in. So having bilingual services is really, really important. And then we're also culturally, we understand the culture. And so that we're an agency that's very strength-based. And so knowing that, you know, the strengths of the culture and building on that, we can be very effective. And so that's what's really important. And then one of the things, particularly as people reach self-sufficiency, is creating social capital. And so one woman that I was listening to, when she talked about why she wasn't depressed anymore, she said, well, participating in the group, because we offer group counseling services as well, made her realize that she wasn't alone. And then through that group, she was able to find work. She was able to make connections about what are, you know, places in the community to live. It was just really beautiful because people built their social capital together. And again, the language barrier affects people's ability to build their social capital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there other or similar agencies in other states like this?
There are. We were recently profiled by the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation as one of eight of the most effective organizations in the country on working with in prevention efforts in the immigrant community. And so each of the other seven that are profiled in the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation are, they're different but similar. They're working with the Latino population. That's what we have in common. But our models are different. Our model is very much focused on sort of a public health model where you intervene and you try to change behavior with the ultimate goal of changing social norms. And that's our model, and we're very effective at it. And the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation recognized it.
Congratulations. What are the results? How do you know that you're effective?
Well, what the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation did is they gave us 3 years of funding and technical assistance so that we could build our capacity to evaluate our programs. And so we learned a lot about identifying the outcomes we seek to achieve and measuring whether we've achieved them. And we know we're effective because we know that women have moved to self-sufficiency. And then we also know that from self-sufficiency, women have moved into leadership roles in the community and have worked with other community members to change social norms. The ultimate test, which would be sort of the next step, would be to actually measure whether violence in the community has gone down. The problem with that is violence in the community is not always reported. And so we're actually, because we have so much outreach work, we tend to see an increase in calls. But I don't think it's because violence in the community is growing. I think it's mostly because people know that they have a place to come to. But that would be the ultimate measure, is to actually measure violence in the community going down. And that's
great.
Our goal.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would really be great. Do you think there's more violence in the Latino community than in other communities?
No, there's not. Domestic violence affects all social groups, all ethnicities, all nations, all races. It's very, very prevalent. What I think is Latino immigrants in particular are more vulnerable because they have language barriers, they have immigration barriers, they don't have access to the same services, they don't have the same knowledge about the services that are available. So it's a uniquely vulnerable population. But no, violence is violence, and unfortunately we have too much of it everywhere.
I've heard you talk a little bit about wanting to take, or about your plans for Enlace, sort of some new projects or new directions.
Well, about three years ago, we interviewed and did focus groups with our clients. A board member, then board member, Laura Rodriguez, conducted this study. And what we were trying to do was figure out what services that Enlace does not offer that our clients would like to see us offer. And to my surprise, anyway, what they asked for is for us to work with their partners. A, because they didn't necessarily want to destroy the family, but they wanted the violence to stop. B, they were no longer with their partner, but their children had contact with the partner, and they wanted the partner to change. Or C, they had no connection with the partner at all, but the partner was going to get involved with someone else, and so that person needed to change. And so, you know, in other words, a community focus. And so we're in the process of developing an intervention program for individuals who choose to use violence in their relationship, which is something we haven't done. It's a new initiative. I'm excited about it because it's part of our mission. If we're going to eliminate domestic violence, it's not just intervening with the victim and preventing it in society. It's also working with those individuals who choose to use violence and try to get them to change their behaviors. So that's the big new initiative that I'll be working on. I also want to see Enlace raise, it's a fairly well-known organization, but I want it to be that when we testify at the legislature, people listen because they know that we know what we're talking about. So that's another project I'm working on.
Okay. There's been some controversy about whether working with batterers intervention programs, whether they actually work. So do you think that this is going to be something that will work?
Well, we have expertise now in measuring our effectiveness, so we'll be able to see if we're more effective than the very limited things that exist now. Right now, in Spanish, there's a couple of anger management programs. You know, there really is not much out there for immigrants. And so we'll be able to see whether we're more effective than those programs. If you look at the data around the country, some programs have lower recidivism rates than others. And so trying to identify what the best practices are, what are the most effective practices, that's what we'd like to do. But I actually do believe that people can change. I have that very, very strong belief that people can change. And so that's what I I think we can do.
Great. Tell me, how big a program is it? When it started, I think it was pretty small.
Enlace Comunitario? Yeah. Claudia started this organization with 3 volunteers and a $10,000 grant. Mm-hmm. And now it's a $1.7 million agency. We have 28 employees, but 25 FTEs, because some of those employees are part-time. Mm-hmm. And we have a counseling department, a legal department, a case management department, and a prevention department with educators in the prevention department. So, yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I know that you – let's talk about you a little bit, because I know that you have a lot of things that you do. We're Facebook friends, and so that's part of how I know it. Tell me a little bit about how you spend all the extra time you have.
What extra time? No, one of the things, and I actually was joking with someone this morning, with Virginia, the director of our prevention program, I like to do sculpture. I just love it. And my joke with her was, well, it's cheaper than therapy. So, yeah, I do clay and bronze sculpture and really, really enjoy that. I also jazzercise. I'm a jazzercise teacher and have been now for, 7 years? And so I keep myself busy, and I joke, but it's really true. These activities, you know, just really help me cope with a lot of the trauma that we mm-hmm. hear about at the agency. I also have 3 fantastic children, so I spend a lot of time hanging out with them.
Do you miss the law school?
I miss individuals at the law school. I'm surprised. I thought I would really miss the classroom, but I think there's so many opportunities for mentoring people and for I'm learning so much, and I'm also trying to teach people. My goal is that when I leave the executive director position, that someone within the agency or a couple of people might want to, 2 or 3 people might want to be co-directors, so that I train a leader from within the agency to take over from my position, either a leader or a team of leaders. So in doing that, I get to do a lot of teaching.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's my goal. Yeah, and I what I realize is a lot of what gave me satisfaction about teaching was watching people grow and feeling like I had a small part of that. And that's kind of how I feel.
So you can. So that means you can still do that.
Yeah, I can do that a lot. So that's really great. But the law school's a great place with really, you know, wonderful people. And so I do miss the individuals.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.